It's me, kid. It's the tiny guy. Oh, hello. What's all this? Oh, myself. This is everything I need to create the very first Galaxy Chemist. I've always wanted to do one of these. But where would I broadcast it to? I don't think the Denzians of Geminis are ready for something like this. I'm not even sure if they can survive hearing my voice. Wait a second. There is another galaxy I've heard of from Haven. Okay. I should be able to reach the Milky Way now. But what will I call this first ever intergalaxy cast? Come on. Think, Giz, think. You have the gift of gab. This should... That's it. Gabbing with Giz. Tales of Geminis. I've heard those beings in the Milky Way love their stories. Okay, I think we're ready. Flips and switches, hit record, and broadcast. And 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Gabbing with Giz, Tales of Geminis. I'm your host, Giz. I'm sure you have many questions. What's a galaxy cast? Where's Geminis? What's a Giz? Whoa, slow down. One question at a time. I can't speak for the entire Milky Way galaxy, but the Denzians of a planet called... Earth. What an odd name. Have these things called podcasts. It's like that, but more spacey. Geminis is a binary star system that is way too far for anyone to even comprehend. Heck, I'm not 100% sure that our galaxies can even be traversed from one another. But through a bit of tiny god magic, I'm getting these stories to you. Any great story has that of heroes. Geminis is no different. Our galaxy is full of them. But how does it all work? What makes someone a hero? Perhaps a being is a hero to some and a villain to another. Perhaps a being is a hero with untraditional methods. Do they have powers, gadgets, or both? Are they born with it? Maybe it's Beltane. Contrary to popular belief, just because something or someone is alien to you doesn't mean they are superpowered. In fact, superpowered beings in our galaxy are far and few between. Sure, there are certain species that have innate abilities, but I would hardly consider those powers. For them, it's just a way of life. Those that have powers are the ones that have the blood of the gods flowing through them, quite literally. While frowned upon, the gods eventually became bored of one another. Their love for one another never dwindled, for the most part, but after hundreds of years, some chose to spread their wings, if you will. As their bloodline was continued, the chances of being superpowered dwindled, but every now and then, it still happens. These beings can often be the most dangerous, depending on their actual abilities. If they still choose to do what most of us would consider villainous acts, it could take a lot to stop them. And yes, we gods could intervene, especially since, for some of us, it could be considered our fault. However, it's the lack of us intervening that has allowed Geminis to prosper the way it has. While things may have been dark at times, and will likely be dark again at some point, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And it's those that choose to be heroes that often step up in those dark times. For when push comes to shove, people will stand up for what's right. Heroes like Agent Little and Steel Tip and others. Some will harness their innate abilities and train to be able to use them in aid to the greater good. Some will train their bodies and employ the use of gadgets to aid them along their journey. Others will train in the arcane arts to help even the odds against superpowered beings. Some will be humble, others will be cocky. No two heroes are alike, and that's what keeps the cycle going. Those heroes that either train their innate abilities, their bodies, or their use of gadgets must use their physical prowess to succeed. Most of the time, they have very little room for error, as it could most certainly mean their doom. They put their lives on the line for the greater good, even if it means going against those in charge. I believe it was Earth's 13th agent that said, "Compromise where you can, where you can't, don't." Even if everyone is telling you that something wrong is something right, even if the whole world is telling you to move, it is your duty to plant yourself like a tree, look them in the eye, and say, "No, you move." That is what the heroes of Geminis do. Let us not forget those that practice the arcane magics. While they may not train their bodies as much as the previous group, they do train their mind beyond that of normal limitations. Magic takes many different forms, though almost all require using your mind, unless some sort of nefarious means are used. Arcane practice could mean combining specific ingredients to concoct magic, or perhaps using an item of great importance in combination with the correct words will produce the desired magic. Oh yes, learning the ways of the arcane can be just as difficult as training innate abilities or our body. And just like all heroes, one misstep could result in disastrous consequences. But to a hero, it matters not. Heroes of Geminis are made up of many different beings with different abilities and training, but they step up when needed, not because they have to or because they can, but because they want to. They help ensure that the worlds of Geminis move out of the darkness. Their stories are sometimes world or galaxy changing. Oftentimes it's a smaller and more personal story. No matter the scope, a hero of Geminis is still a hero. Well, chums, all this gabbing has me a wee bit tired. Many thanks to tuning into this quick space fire chat. I'm certain I'll have more tales to share with you, so join me again, won't you? Giz, signing out. Hyperspace pub crawl. Gonna hit up every dock from here to SETI. I'm 5 on hyperspace pub crawl. Hyperspace pub crawl, let's go. I want a drink, let's disperse. First stop's the restaurant at the end of the universe. Hit light speed and let's go a little faster. I want a pangolactic goggle blaster.
Hyperspace pub crawl, let's go! Hyperspace pub crawl, let's go!